Let's see. Good, better, best. Yes.
Bestest.
I choose best. You want to choose bestest?
Yes.
That's what you use when you have your ass in the wrong place.
Your bestest.
That's
very good. Bestest. Very quick.
It's 7 after the hour. That's the kind of day it'll be today, Jennifer.
Not bad.
Jennifer Horn is here with the op-ed piece. It's Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio. You have something to counter already, the goodness of the hour, the beautiful feelings that we've already put out there. Do you want to somehow...
I'm still trying to get the S joke.
Asbestos.
Asbestos.
Okay. Oh, somebody stick his head in a bucket of water, please.
I get it now.
So he'll be A-OK. All right, I have three. Count them. 1, 2, 3 issues today.
I'd like to go with number 2 first.
I'm going with number 1.
Number 1. Well, seeing as you don't know what they are, I can put them in any order that I'd like. All right, so let's start with number 1, or 2, or 3.
No, ladies first.
You can make, well,
number 2.
But she doesn't know what they are. Are you
no.
Want me to take number 2?
I'm playing along.
Okay, number 2.
Okay.
Same as number 1. Number 2.
Mm-hmm.
The situation with Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Mr. Murdoch.
Murdoch appears not to be too good at telling the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
There's another pie.
There is a, right. Yeah, right, another pie in the offing here. A fairly incriminating letter. I think I'm being modest in, or moderate in describing it as fairly incriminating. Probably will send Rupert Murdoch back before Parliament. Some pretty tough questions. It's, this high-profile parliamentary panel investigating the phone hacking at the News of the World, the tabloid that also used to be run by Piers Morgan, who is trying to escape any of these allegations, and so far he has escaped in the sense that he hasn't gone back to England. He's not going to be compelled. I wonder if he wants to keep up his citizenship, because he's not a citizen of the United States. Rupert Murdoch became a citizen of the United States, but he's sort of a citizen of the world. And because he comes from Australia, one of the British protectorates, et cetera, and because he runs all of these news, various news organizations in England, he has become a real strong target. Politicians love to have a target, and he's made himself like the bullseyes on his back because he hasn't told the truth. And so the suggestion, pretty strong suggestion, is that the owners, Mr. Murdoch and his family, and editors, Mr. Morgan and his ilk, of this newspaper, agreed, and there apparently are email and voicemails, in which they widely discuss the practice of intercepting people's email or voicemail.
Uh-oh.
So this pushes the scandal back onto the forefront. If you look at any of the major British newspapers today, they are all focused on these questions, which apparently worry Mr. Murdoch greatly, because they now have the goods on him. They have copies. They have audio, which has apparently implicated him at the top. And let's see here. The fellow that David Cameron, who's the British Prime Minister, hired as his Director of Communication, he's their press, you know, the equivalent of the press secretary here. This guy has also been, he was apparently, if I get this right, maybe somebody will straighten me out. I think he followed he followed Piers Morgan as the editor of this newspaper. It was Morgan, then he left and went to some kind of television thing there, and he got hooked up with Simon Cowell, and we all know the rest of that story.
Mm.
And so from there, this guy, whose name escapes me at the moment, who became the equivalent, as I said, of the press secretary, was the guy who had been the editor of News
right.
of the World.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, does that make sense? Do you follow
yes.
me
yeah,
so
yeah,
far?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess the question might be, only it may be, it could be, it possibly is worth a moment or two of your time thinking as we do about how many of you think that Fox News is the cat's meow. Could there be? Is there a possibility? Maybe you might think that because Mr. Murdoch and Mr. Ailes are as close as they are, that they may have conspired to do things that aren't so cool, or I give them a pass because I believe that there is no such thing anymore as the news media. It has become the snooze media. You collect your own news in whatever way you want. Videos on YouTube. You get to see people with a camera shooting stories at the scene. That's what the news media uses, so what do you need them for? And the reason I say that is because of number two on the list today. Ready for number two, Richie?
Fire away.
This is number three.
No, this is number two. This actually could be number one.
Okay.
Richie.
Yeah.
You have there before you.
Yes.
Cut number 170.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Cut number 170 is an excerpt from last night's Daily Show, in which Jon Stewart makes a mockery of the so-called news media.
Oh, this is awesome.
And he does it so wonderfully well that it is worth several airings several times today on this program. You will not hear this anyplace else. Well, maybe you will, because finally some of the folks who are doing straightforward, issue-oriented talk radio, which we don't, well, I mean, we deal with the issues here and try to have fun with them, as Stewart does in an extraordinarily clever way, as you are about to hear.
So now with Pelletti dropping out, Rick Perry dropping in, and Michelle Bachmann and Ron Paul dominating the Ames straw poll, we got ourselves a race.
We have a top tier. It is Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Michelle Bachmann.
We have a new top tier, and it's Perry, Mitt Romney, and Bachmann. There's now
the
a top
one.
Tier
yes,
in this race, at least for now, of Romney, Perry, and Bachmann.
I mean, I think that's fair to say.
Really? Fair to say, you're not forgetting, I don't know, anyone, say, an ideologically consistent 12-term congressman who came within less than 200 votes of winning the straw poll. Isn't anyone going to give that gentleman a little love?
There's a top tier now of Bachmann and Perry and Romney, and, you know, we haven't mentioned, and we should.
Thank you.
We haven't mentioned, and we should, Rick Santorum, who did really surprisingly well for the amount of money and resources he had.
Listen to the audience.
Listen to Stewart's audience. He didn't get half of what Ron Paul got. He lost to the guy who lost so bad he dropped out of the race. Santorum?
We're looking at Mitt Romney, who continues to be the front runner, but we have Rick Perry as well, and now Michelle Bachmann. Let's not count out John Huntsman, though.
What? John Huntsman? Huntsman got 69 votes. If all of John Huntsman's supporters met at the same Ames, Iowa Quiznos, the fire marshal would say, yeah, that's fine, no problem. There's still some tables open in the back. Huntsman was the only Mormon running in the straw poll, and he came in second amongst Mormons. And by the way, this pretending Ron Paul doesn't exist for some reason has been going on for weeks.
A new Gallup survey showing Rick Perry running second to Mitt Romney, knocking down Iowa favorite Michelle Bachmann to fourth.
Behind who? Fourth behind who? How did libertarian Ron Paul become the 13th floor in a hotel?
But doesn't it make the point?
He makes the point.
He makes the point. And the point is you, my dear friends, colleagues, countrymen, are being rhubarbed by the snooze media. You're getting, you know how that cauliflower that grows out of the ears of those people who seem to come from Winksville? Those people who come from the part of the country that isn't acknowledged, it's called flyover territory, where you are. The people on the coasts think that you're stupid. They're the ones who make, the guys like Rupert Murdoch and Roger Ailes and the people who run ABC News and NBC News and CBS News and the rest of them, all think that you are stupid. And they play it as Jon Stewart just demonstrated. It's amazing. And it happened, Rich will remember this. Jennifer, I don't think you were around. Yeah, I guess you were around. Yeah, you were around. Last time when he made his intentions known, he was a candidate for the presidency, he was completely ignored. Then he was cast off as a nutbird because he has three or four.
Don't you think it's
because
he's not pretty?
It may be because he's not pretty. He's older.
Well, last time.
And he has some strange ideas about certain things.
Well, last time they found that newsletter that he was the editor of that had the racist articles in it.
That was the bummer for him.
That was the killer for him last time.
Yeah, right. Well, they'll still find that.
Which still stands.
Of course, it didn't go away. It's still great. But his ideas are mainstream American ideas. They are. Mainstream ideas. So you're being told, regardless of whether his ideas are front and center, who are they to decide?
Let's face reality. The guy will never be president, but he's there to stir it up.
No, I don't. I'm not holding that thought.
Yeah.
No, we're not holding that thought at all.
He's Ross Perot.
No. Ross Perot could have been president had he not.
Ross Perot went crazy.
Right. No, Ron Paul's
but
not
he's
crazy.
Put a stick in the middle of the...
See, you're just as bad as everybody else.
And riding it around.
You're just as bad as everybody else.
The guy's a little bit
you
nuts, which will keep him forever being
so
president.
What
but I
mean?
Love having
me,
him there.
Does that mean I can't be president? You said I'm a little bit nuts.
Yeah. You're very nuts. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I could be an excellent president.
Yeah, you
certainly
could
a lot
be.
Better than what's there now.
I'm sure you march around your...
headaches.
Yeah. You march around there in your boxer shorts. Yeah. You know, I am the president.
I am the president.
My presidential seal's on my you-know-what.
I'm taking Master Prostate, so I'll be a better president than the guy who doesn't take Master Prostate.
Right.
Yeah. What's Master Prostate, you ask? I'm glad you did. Has 12 key.
Nice segue.
No, I was thinking that there are people who might be able to put this together. President has a hard time getting a good night's rest. If you're on Master Prostate, you will have no problem. You will not have to get up to go. Your get up and go will not have went. It'll be all up. It's up the lazy river by the old mill stream with Master Prostate. You can function and do good things. It's all natural. The best part, you get a free bottle. The folks at Master Prostate have set aside 1 million bottles of this to give away, and you can be in the first tier by calling 800-716-6520. Pay a small shipping and handling fee, and the free bottle is on its way. Call 800-716-6520. Men, you want a good night's sleep? Call this number now. Hurry, the offer won't last forever. When it's gone, you won't get a free bottle. Now you can. 800-716-6520.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Mexico is now the largest market in the world for erectile dysfunction pills. Mexico, yeah. The good news is it's now easier to spot illegal immigrants coming across the border.
That's pretty funny. All right, number two, read you, please.
The makers of Royal Virility Performance Beer, that's the name, say that drinking just three of these beers has the same effect as taking a Viagra pill. Well, that could make your next Super Bowl party a little embarrassing.
Alright, so the reason Richie's always teasing me about the number of male items that we have on a program that is listened to by certainly as many, if not more, women than men. And so why is that the case? Well, because women oftentimes, as dicey as it is to talk about this, women are the ones who will buy the product for their men. And so we were just talking about Master Prostate, which is a good way for you to get, it really is a good way for you to get a good night's sleep. It also deals with the problems that men have as they get older, with a special formula that is made up of these 12 different ingredients, natural things that promote the health of your prostate, which keeps you active and also allows you to get a good night's sleep. Good combination, right? 800-716-6520. Okay, so we also have an item from New Vitality called Ageless Male. And this is aimed at keeping your energy level up. And it's where'd you get that?
That is awful.
Terrible. Anyway.
I've never let this song go this long. I didn't know that was there. That's terrible. Okay. Anyway, I've had enough.
The point is, yeah, we were talking about all the things that are good to help men be men. And men will be men, and boys
will be
boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys, and girls
will
be
Jennifer.
Yes, they will. Okay, so we had three things, or I did, and Jennifer
now
is eager.
It's ready for number one.
For number three. Well, or number, yeah, right.
We're working.
Number. Okay, so here's the quiz, Jennifer.
Okay.
The first thing we talked about was?
Rupert Murdoch.
All right, second thing we talked about was? Are you going to ignore it, too? What?
Ron Paul.
Ross Perot. Yeah.
And now the third thing has to do with Warren Buffett.
Mm.
The Warren Buffett op-ed piece, which has created quite a stir. You may certainly know by now that Warren Buffett submitted an op-ed piece, which the New York Times was happy to publish, about Congress coddling the so-called super rich. And because a lot of people are now agreeing with him, Ben Stein, one of them, much to everybody's chagrin. Many local talk hosts think this is super duper, even if they are on the right side. I find this to be an interesting expression of class warfare. I have great regard for Warren Buffett, what he's accomplished. He is one of those people who has created many jobs in America with his money, as have other people who are wealthy, like Bill Gates. Always is in the same sentence with Warren Buffett. There's always a "and Bill Gates," whatever, however it fits into the sentence. I haven't heard whether Bill Gates agrees with this or not. It is basically a pee hole in the snow to all of these guys. And if they want to pay more taxes, that's great. The tax system is bankrupt. So that's where I start with this. But also, it's so foolish because in somebody that's that intelligent would certainly know how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there is. So why would you want to pay more in taxes until that's fixed? Why would you want to do that would be my question. 800-510-8255. But in a few moments, we have some audio on the CEO of Starbucks, Howard Schultz.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Who has an interesting challenge to CEOs and business leaders. That's up next here on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Doug Steffens' version of the headlines of the day, at least some of them anyway, issues of the day, events of the day, things that people are talking about, and the people who people are talking about, Rupert Murdoch, number one, Ron Paul, number two, and Warren Buffett, number three. I suppose this could be a subset. This could be 3A.
3A,
all right?
Okay.
3A.
Okay. Why not number four?
Now you can put it at number four if you'd like. But
well,
it
no, it's actually
related.
Attached and
but
it's
you see,
related to number
three. One and number two, Rupert Murdoch and the news media and the way they ignore Ron Paul are sort of 1 and 1A. They are related somewhat. So here is Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz, who has decided to challenge many other CEOs. He wants them to stop making donations to political campaigns until Congress comes up with a way to work together to deal with the debt and the out-of-control spending. I think that's a pretty reasonable idea. Actually,
yeah.
I don't like
me too.
Any spending at all. I don't want any money. And I'll tell you the most recent example of it, when you start nosing around into the great Governor Perry's, his supporters, he has $37 million from 150 different people who have contributed in his last go-around for governor. The list of 150 of that, about 84 have received big government contracts, tax breaks, or appointments. Let's see here. Perry was given $400,000 by a guy named Red McComb, who is building a Formula One racetrack near Austin. He's getting $25 million from the state a year to subsidize the Formula One racetrack. Now, we all know if we're NASCAR followers, Formula One isn't exactly hurting for money or support. Would you agree with that statement, Richie?
Formula One is not nearly...
No.
As popular in this country. Not even a speck on the map.
I don't even really think I know what Formula
so
One is.
So why is it worth
the
$25 million
okay.
dollar subsidization then from the state of Texas?
How much? How many millions?
25.
$25 million? Dollars?
Yeah. Why would you think that would be worth it?
I wouldn't, actually.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
NASCAR, so, I can see because that's
meanwhile, well, they don't need a subsidy. NASCAR, that's the point, doesn't need a subsidy. So, and the other one's not worth a subsidy. So anyway, meanwhile, back at the CEO ranch, Schultz says do not donate to political campaigns until there is a way to fix the problem of out-of-control spending. And he wants the CEOs to spend the money that they would give to candidates on creating jobs. Hello.
Yeah.
Let's get this guy
ding, ding,
to run
ding.
For some. All right. So here's a report, sort of, from anchor Ben Tracy, who talks about what Howard Schultz is doing. That is the challenge to other business leaders to stop making political donations. This is, by the way, a bipartisan plan that Schultz has come up with to deal with the spending, et cetera, et cetera. Let's listen to an overview. Let's see if this news guy gets it.
While members of Congress enjoy the remainder of their summer vacation, many Americans have a thing or two to say about the job performance of their elected officials.
I don't think the politicians are really taking the ordinary American into account.
If they listen to the community and listen to the people, maybe we would get somewhere.
The statistics are staggering. A whopping 82% of Americans disapprove of the way Congress is doing its job.
Wow,
according to the latest CBS News New York Times poll, Congress's worst rating in 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Is this your drink?
3,000 miles away in Seattle, a backlash is brewing. Howard Schultz, the chairman and CEO of Starbucks, sent an email to employees in which he expressed frustration over the, quote, lack of cooperation and irresponsibility among elected officials as they have put partisan agendas before the people's agenda. The email struck a nerve. By the end of the week, support from some 50 other company leaders convinced Schultz to put action behind his words and call for a boycott by individuals and corporations against campaign contributions until Washington gets its act together.
I think Howard Schultz is motivated by civic pride, by a sense of civic duty, and a hope that if people withhold campaign contributions, that will encourage members of Congress to compromise and reach a bipartisan agreement.
We need to get up and take things back into our own hands.
They're not tight in the pockets, then maybe we can kind of get some of the greed out of our government.
That's the point comedian Stephen Colbert seems to be making with his satirical take on the upcoming elections.
I do not accept the status quo. Yeah! But I do accept Visa, MasterCard, and American Express.
And maybe if Howard Schultz has his way, spending $5 on a latte instead of writing a check to your congressman will fuel the next political revolution.
Time for a political revolution. I think most of us think that it's just we need an evolution, a revolution, whatever it is, we need it. Ron Paul speaks to all those issues, by the way, for those of you who haven't followed his fortune and fame. Jack in Jackson. Pretty cool. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's Jack in Jackson.
How you doing this morning, Doug?
Well, Jack.
First time you've ever heard that?
Jack in Jackson.
I never heard that before.
Never, of course not. Right. All right, so what's on your mind, Jack in Jackson?
Warren Buffett's comment. I can't get over it. You know, I will bet you a dollar to a dime that the man employs a pocketful of seven-figure tax attorneys to eke out every dime
Jack
in
Jackson.
Save.
Here's what he does. Yesterday he told his staff he paid $7 million last year in taxes, and that he, as you've just suggested, he has seven people who work on his taxes. He has seven full-time accountants who work on the tax structure. He takes advantage of whatever the law allows.
So I guess, I guarantee you they're seven-figure tax attorneys.
Oh, whatever, yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he hides all these billions of dollars in these tax-free organizations that he runs, and they swap money back and forth between him and Bill Gates.
Yeah, you know, well, whatever it is that they do.
All of them, you know, they are so two-faced. You know, it makes me
want to
throw up.
Really?
Jack, I love you.
Why does it make you want to throw up? Why are you so passionate about this, Jack?
Oh, like you said, they're so two-faced. Sure. You know, it's do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. Well, that's always been the case. And by the way, again, the issue of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, which ought to be the number one campaign issue, sort of those who allude to big government being out of control, that's sort of a way of dealing with it. But it is something that has to be, it isn't even acknowledged. It's sort of like Ron Paul doesn't get any respect in the news media because it's, oh, well, so much. But it is so much, and it is part of what if I were, first of all, most of us agree the tax structure in this country is confiscatory. It doesn't really work. It doesn't work for you. Doesn't work for me. Doesn't work for them. So while we keep talking about this system and not changing it as part of the revolution, doesn't that make more sense?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if they eliminated the corporate tax tomorrow for all publicly held corporations, how many corporations would be rushing to build factories and manufacturing jobs opening up in this country?
What do you do for a living, Jack?
I drive a truck, and I've got a small business. I sell golf carts.
You sell golf carts?
Oh, cool.
That is
wait a minute. Hold on a second. Are they golf carts or golf carts?
Golf carts. Electric carts.
Do you sell the cool ones, too? Like, my brother has one with, like, big tires and flames on it.
Oh, you know, people use them for, you know, hunting, all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, how much can I get a good used one, maybe? I'd like to have a used one for the farm. How much do they cost?
Sure you can. You know, they range from, you know, $2,000 to a 10, whatever.
Can I get a 10% discount just because it's me?
Well, sure you can. I'll deliver it for free.
How about
a 10% off the $10,000 model? Let me help you out here, Jack.
That'll be when we are able to. We've come out of the recession. We'll do that.
Yes.
Right,
can we make it a good day golf cart?
Yeah, we'll do the good day golf cart. Perfect. Richie, we could have the good day golf tournament.
Absolutely.
Down at your father's golf course, and we could.
Why not?
We could have the 21-gun salute on the 14th hole, like we did when there were the ceremonies for.
I'm really good, boys. Good. You better watch out.
You're good at golf?
What does that mean?
Well,
good at golf.
Women who are well endowed, it seems. This is a really sexist
comment.
Yeah,
no, I'm really not, because the girls get in the way.
Exactly.
But,
okay.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
I try. I look cute trying.
I'm sure you do, and we'd like to watch that. Okay.
90% of the people that buy golf carts today do not golf.
No. What do they use them for?
Driving.
All around
the farm. I've used one on the farm.
Yeah, absolutely. People use them on the farm, you know.
All right, what's the name of your business? I want to give a plug to you for your business. What's the name of it?
EasyGo.
EasyGo?
No, EC.
EC.
Cards.
Mm-hmm. EasyGo. And it's in Jackson, right?
It's in Cookeville, Tennessee.
Cookeville, Tennessee. How far is that from Jackson?
From Jackson, it's probably 150 miles.
All right. Are you got a website?
No, I don't.
Oh, come on, Jack. Get with the program, will you? Get a website.
How are we supposed to contact you?
Yeah, we want to put your thing up on. I would put your website up on our website to give you a little of the old one, too.
Well, we do have a website, but it's just, you know, basically I get email through it. It's Value Motor Company.
Value, all right. So you got to do a better job with your own business. I want to make you a millionaire so you can pay more in taxes.
And give us a golf cart.
Yeah. There we go. All right, Richie, give him you know what? I'm going to help you out by giving you 12 free meals from eFoods. How's that for a deal?
Sounds great.
All right, hold on a minute. Richie, give him, or have Michael give him some
Absolutely.
Stuff. All right, so there it is. We fixed.
We got to do one more thing. As long as we're talking about politicians here, there was one event that took place yesterday. Have you seen this Michelle Bachmann faux pas?
What, her eating the sausage?
No.
What'd she say now?
Listen.
Before we get started, let's all say happy birthday to Elvis Presley today. Happy birthday! We played you a little bit of Promised Land when we pulled up.
Oh my God,
can't
she's
do
stupid!
Than Elvis Presley.
She's stupid.
She never opens her mouth and doesn't say something that is stupid.
You know who this lady sounds like?
She sounds stupid.
She sounds like our very own Andrea Metcalf.
Her voice sounds a little bit like
Andrew Metcalf.
Yeah.
Is a whole hell of a lot smarter than Michelle Bachmann.
Like
happy birthday, Elvis. Richie, you got that one up for me. I didn't hear that one. That's perfect. All right, Dr. Ken is here in a moment. It's 15 before the hour.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be. Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about...
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. And within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
13 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Time for our daily dose of important medical information findings that Dr. Ken is watching. Does television shorten your lifespan? There's a good question. How many people are watching television now or have watched it already today, or you watched it last night? Too much TV. Kaputsky, is that right or not, Dr. Ken?
Doug, it's all about inactivity and maybe poor diet associated with this. This is out this morning in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, Doug. Watching 6 hours or more of TV per day, it could shorten the average life expectancy, you ready, by nearly 5 years.
Wow. Too much TV equals death. Listen to the radio. It means life.
But the good news is, also out of the medical journal Lancet this morning, is a study that shows that 15 minutes of daily exercise can help, right, as little as 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Do your everybody ready? Do your calisthenics. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. You can check that out and do the video at DougSteffen.com. We have conversations constantly about autism and the risk for it and the cause for it, et cetera, et cetera. Doesn't seem to be a lot of agreement, but there's new news today.
Surprising result out of the medical journal Pediatrics this morning, Doug. Parents who have a child with autism have about a 1 in 5 chance of having a second child with autism. Mm. And if you have a child with autism, you need immediately with the newborn to get them checked out, because the earlier you start treatment, the better their language will be and the better their social skill development will be.
It's an epidemic, though, isn't it?
Well, this means that there's either something genetic or something in the individual's environment or both. It's a great concern.
All right. The news on menthol cigarettes and how these no-good SOBs that make this stuff try to keep you hooked.
Should we ban menthol flavoring? This is quite a controversy. Smoking menthol cigarettes, Doug, they may make it harder to quit the smoking habit. This is out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. People who smoke the mint-flavored cigarettes, they're less likely to be successful at smoking cessation.
Now, thank you, Dr. Ken, it's 51 minutes past the hour on your daily dose of Doug Steffen.
Thank you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pick.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee.
Who do you want to talk to? KWAM.
Yes.
All right, now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Technology Time, Better Living Time. We start off with our friend Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor. Richie, can you guess what Google's purchase of Motorola is going to mean for Apple? Do you understand?
I do. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard a great story on it the other day that kind of explained why they did it and what it will give them, and it's very interesting.
Well, you can comment after we hear Alex's point of view on this. He's going to share his prediction next for the Google purchase. What's the end game here, and what does it mean for Apple? That's coming right up on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop.
It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
You've probably heard about it by now. There was a huge acquisition in the technology world this week. Google purchased Motorola Mobility for over $12 billion. Motorola is the company that creates all those Android-based smartphones and tablet computers. Basically, with this move, Google is getting into the electronics business, which is, of course, very different than its various online components. So, what does this mean? That Google just took a huge step towards competing head-to-head, shamelessly and aggressively, against Apple. Sounds interesting, right? Well, as you may have expected, I have some concerns. First, Apple did this organically. It has always been an electronics company. Sure, Apple has developed operating systems and software, but it has always been to complement its electronics. Google, conversely, started as a search engine, then got into productivity apps, then smartphone software, and now electronics. It's something of a reverse order because Google doesn't know how to do electronics, and now it must learn on the fly. I'm Alex Goldfein.
All right, so what do you think, Richie?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of people are saying they bought the Motorola just to get the patents because that's how you kind of control the electronics world.
Right.
But the other thing, in talking to my engineers here at the radio network, this whole Android thing is kind of a mess because it's an open source, which means anybody can go out there and edit the code, and there are all of these different vendors creating different codes. So when you create an app, you have to create 30 different versions of it. And this might be also that they're trying to get control of that.
All right. Very interesting. Thank you for your technical prowess, by the way.
No problem. Ben. Anytime.
It would be great if all children ate every nutritious meal they were fed, but the fact is, when it comes to eating, children can definitely have a mind of their own. Richie, tell you about that with at the home. Boys and girls don't necessarily like what mom and dad say is good for them. Here's Brian Osich with more on how you, as a mom, can keep your children on track nutritionally.
Sometimes kids don't always want to eat what's good for them. In fact, it can be a real challenge, according to an Abbott-sponsored survey that shows 2 out of 3 moms have a picky eater. Sylvia Melendez-Klinger is a registered dietitian who says only 1 in 10 of those moms can even get their picky eater to eat healthy foods every day.
In a lot of homes, children's finicky habits turn the kitchen table into more a battlefield than a family meal.
But Melendez-Klinger says moms can make peace.
The good news is there is help. While mom is getting her child on the road to lifelong healthy eating habits, PediaSure can help ensure his or her day-to-day nutritional well-being. Pediatrician recommended PediaSure is a tasty source of complete balanced nutrition clinically proven to help kids grow, while PediaSure Sidekicks offers supplemental nutrition for kids who are growing fine but who might not be getting all the nutrients they need.
For more information, log on to PediaSure.com. That's Lifestyles from PediaSure.
All right,
good stuff.
Speaking of lifestyles, if you've ever pretended to use your mobile phone in order to avoid interacting with people,
yes,
turns
I
out,
have.
Yep,
you're not
and
alone.
And to cover when I'm singing in the car.
There's a new survey that reveals the many ways people use their cell phones. 13% of those responded admitted that they recently pretended to use the device to avoid unwanted conversations. How about them apples? And the two responsible for starting groups on Facebook that incited riots in London sentenced yesterday to 4 years in the slammer.
Good.
Wow.
How about them apples, huh? You got a few
flash mobs too are becoming a problem.
Yeah, 59 after on Good Day.